WLNDFM, Signal Mountain, 98.1 The Lake. Always live on the free Odyssey app.
The following program has been pre-recorded. The information shared directly or indirectly on Vital Health Radio or by Whitfield Media Group is not to be understood as or misconstrued as medical advice. This information is not a replacement for your current health provider who is acutely aware of your current health state and course of treatment. Any information shared about a product or service discussed by any host or guest on Vital Health Radio is not to be interpreted as a doctor-patient relationship.
The following broadcast is a production of the Whitfield Media Group. Health, nutrition, lifestyle, and so much more. Welcome to Vital Health Radio on 98.1 The Lake. With your host, owner of Nutrition World, Ed Jones, and Clint Powell.
Welcome to Vital Health Radio, sponsored by Nutrition World, locally owned and serving our community for over four decades. I'm Ed Jones with 47 years in holistic health, here with Clint Powell, the PhD of Eastridge Waffle House, Chattanooga's premier podcaster, and always asking the questions that help you take control of your health. Maybe you're sitting back thinking, hey, I wish someone would ask that question. Welcome, Clint.
I like to sit back and ask that question. That's me, Mr. Sitbacker.
I like to do. Never heard that as a nickname. Yeah. Sitbacker.
Yep. Back there just asking questions.
Sitbacker.
I didn't say that. That's okay. Cool.
All right. Hey, last week I talked about the book, Where's Waldo? Mm-hmm. But I then turned it into, where did Ed eat this week?
Yeah, you did. Yeah.
So I wish someone would ask me where I ate this week.
Oh, I love radio.
Hey, Lenny, ask me where I ate this week.
Hey, Ed, where'd you eat that? I just did that. That felt so good just to let him go. It's not playing out like I thought it would. Hey, Lenny wanted to know where you ate this week.
Oh, great. Well, I'm going to give, this is going to be a quiz. Mm-hmm. I have eaten at this place starting in 19...
Epicurean.
Okay, you little no good.
We got to live. That's got to be great radio. Keep going. Yes. When did you start eating there? I just knew the answer already.
I love to yes, it is. Head. Epicurean. Dang, you're good. Jeez.
That made me so happy. You had this whole
twice
big,
now you have tried to pull one over.
This big old just lead in. All right. It's been open a long time. How long have you been eating there? Seriously.
I've been eating there since I was in the seventh grade with my dad on Ringo Road. I eat the same exact thing as I do all the time. I eat the broiled trout, mm-hmm. the coleslaw, the salad, and I use olive oil on it, not their dressing, except a teeny bit. And cottage cheese.
I was giving you grief, but I went there with my grandfather all the time.
Did you?
Oh, yeah. He loved that. And Goulas and Edison's. Yep. It was right up to Edson's right up the yep. road. So, yeah.
Well, you can make good choices there. Great family-owned operation. Yes. Been there for 50 or 60 or 70 years.
Yeah.
All right. We're going to have an exciting show today about peptides with a local expert, Noelle Lawson, who's a nurse practitioner, mm-hmm. and it will be very informative.
And she's new. It's your place, too. She's over the wellness
yep,
corner.
Yep. She's yeah. in the community of Nutrition World's healers and mm-hmm. practitioners, and we're looking forward to that. I get questions every day about peptides, and they are very valuable. They are absolutely a coming event for health and healing, especially injuries and maybe growth hormone and sleep, things like that. I have a list of the four top suggested empowering websites. These are the four websites that I look at very, very often because I'm going to say this probably another couple times on the show, we need to build a team approach as we age in order to age gracefully, know what to do, take action, be empowered, have trust. We have to build trust in a protocol and plan, or we won't stick with it. And so getting connected with people on the internet that you can learn from, because again, I say this so constantly, we separate the world into two classes of people, learners and non-learners. If you are a non-learner in this world, you will probably suffer because of that in the field of health. You don't need to know a lot about a lot of things, but you do need to know about health because we need to have clarity, and no one has all the answers. So, Mercola.com, he's a nut, but he still posts some very good, solid information that is more cutting edge as far as the data and research. Mercola.com, M-E-R-C-O-L-A.com. DrJockers.com, that's Dr. D-R-J-O-C-K-E-R-S. Unbelievable. You type something in Dr. Jockers about a ailment, a condition, a nutrient. It is so well put together, and I love being able to look at the diagrams and the different platforms that he has on there. Very easy to read, not anything heavy duty. A little bit more heavy duty is greenmedinfo.com. This is completely indexed with the medical published studies on every single claim. No one hardly can argue with you in the medical field if you get it from greenmedinfo.com. And lastly, I believe Nutrition World Instagram is worth watching because we carry and talk about so many little snippets of wisdom in regard to your health. So that's important, I believe, for most of us. I spend the first part of my morning is going into these sites and staying up to date. About 5 days a week, I do that, 5 days a week. Nutrition World, I want to say very quickly, was honored this past week with a company called Ancient Nutrition. We didn't even know that we were in a contest. It was a contest to see who would have the best sales growth in 1 year in the country. Well, I was shocked. My daughter was knew it was happening, and she came and kind of tricked me into coming up to the front of the store, said, oh, the customer really needs you up there. Walk in. They presented Nutrition World with a check for $10,000 because we were the number one sales increase in the country for Ancient Nutrition. And it's because we believe in the products, because they are quality products.
Yep. So I take their protein and trust it just like you do. The reason I trust is because you guys have done a lot of, if not most all of the vetting to make sure it's a good product.
Bingo.
I love it too. And I can't wait till we get to talk more about peptides. I got a lot of questions about peptides when we come back. You're listening to Vital Health Radio. It's brought to you by Nutrition World. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Vital Health Radio. More to come after these brief messages.
At Texas Roadhouse, they're famous for their hand-cut steaks, fall-off-the-bone ribs, made-from-scratch sides, ice-cold beer, and their irresistible fresh-baked bread.
They take great care in everything they prepare, served with big smiles at a great value.
Texas Roadhouse is always focused on providing legendary food and legendary service.
Download their mobile app, place an order, and pick up curbside. Texas Roadhouse, located at Shadowford Road and I-75.
Save the date, Chattanooga. The Chattanooga Fitness Expo presented by Optimize U is coming July the 11th, 2026. Bodybuilding and fitness at its best. An event you don't want to miss. This year, we're moving the Nooga Dentistry stage from the Convention Center to the brand new Erlanger Park. Listen to the Chattanooga Fitness Download presented by Optimize U podcast for more information and online at ChattanoogaFitnessExpo.com.
Ready for a home upgrade in Catoosa County? This is Blake Watson with Epic Realty, and you could have a stunning 5-bedroom home that backs up to a 15-acre lake with your own private dock. The views from the back deck are amazing. The home is well-maintained and ready for you to move in at 87 Cherokee Lake Drive in Ringgold, Georgia. Call me for a tour, 423-315-1815. Blake Watson with Epic Realty, 888-893-3537.
You work out hard in the gym. You strive to eat healthy. You only want the best ingredients in the supplements you put into your body. Choose the nutritional supplements that can optimize your health. This is why Nutrition World is your buying headquarters for the best in bodybuilding and nutritional supplements. Don't choose the other guys. Choose Nutrition World. Stop by their Lee Highway location or purchase online at nutritionw.com. Nutrition World, more than just a vitamin store.
When you have an appetite for Mexican food, I've got the place for you. Dos Bros Fresh Mexican Grill is your destination for fresh, delicious burritos, tacos, nachos, salads, and quesadillas. I have their grilled chicken bowl, and I choose each fresh ingredient just the way I like it. Go to Dos Bros Fresh Mexican Grill today, located at 2396 Lifestyle Way, Suite 114 in East Brainerd, just behind the Embassy Suites. For more information, visit Dos Bros online at dosbros.com. We're excited to announce and welcome Nuga Dentistry. Nuga Dentistry specializes in general dentistry, cosmetic dentistry, dental implants, veneers, endodontics, Invisalign, and dental emergencies. Trusted dental care, one great smile at a time. And now, we are officially broadcasting from the Nuga Dentistry studio. Find Nuga Dentistry online at NugaDentistry.com.
I'm Blake Watson. Join Sean Whitfield and me every Saturday morning at 8 a.m. for Your Home Radio, presented by Blake Watson with Epic Realty on 98.1 The Lake, featuring a variety of topics all related to your home.
Welcome back. You're listening to Vital Health Radio on 98.1 The Lake.
Welcome back to Vital Health Radio, brought to you by Nutrition World. I'm Ed Jones, here with Clint Powell, and for nearly five decades, I've worked in nutrition and holistic health, and every day at Nutrition World, we help people apply what we think truly works for their health. So let's continue today's conversation and move you closer to stronger, more resilient health. If you've listened to any of our shows over 8.5 years, one thing I've repeated probably more than any other is the fact that after 47 years of watching people's health and watch it decline or watch it improve, is that we all, as we age, need a team approach. There is not one single contractor who can build your house, and there's not one single health practitioner who can really advise you completely from A to Z. One of the misconceptions in this country is that, I go to my doctor. It's very important to have your regular physician. They are maybe 50% of what you need, but you need to accommodate other parts as we age. And Nutrition World has been blessed with a new practitioner on the premises, Noelle Larson, and welcome to Vital Health Radio.
Thank you very much.
Yes. And you are a nurse practitioner. And I'll let Clint kind of ask you how you got started.
Yeah, I was going to always ask what got you into it. And then we're going to talk, if I'm not mistaken, I'm going to tease it. We're going to be talking peptides.
Correct.
Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
So first of all, what is your practice? What do you do? Mm-hmm. And then how did you get into it? Ed, would you turn my hearing down just a little bit? I think you turned it up by mistake or something, because I don't like the sound of my voice that much. And back to you.
I don't either.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah. So my practice is Double Bridges Health and Wellness. Mm-hmm. Started it several years ago out of identifying a need, right? That's how we generally look for things that that can help people. After years of being in a traditional medical setting and seeing, one, my patients getting more frustrated, two, my patients getting sicker, and three, burnout on myself. With all of that in mind, I knew there was a better way to approach health.
Mm. I love that.
Yeah. I wanted to be more preventative. And this is where my interest in functional medicine came into being. And with an orthopedic background, peptides just kept coming up.
Right.
And it made sense. Here I was in the traditional medicine setting where I was giving medications that were slowing down or stopping certain pathways in our body, but were not healing the body. And so I'd give them a Band-Aid. They'd come back to me 3 months later in the same situation or worse than where they were the first time I saw them.
Because a fix can cause another problem sometimes if we're not actually solving the issue, the original issue.
It's a Band-Aid. It wasn't a fix.
Right.
It was, let me temporarily calm this fire down for you, but it's going to come back because we haven't gotten down to why you're having this issue. So the peptides are what our body naturally does to help start that healing process.
Well, let me set this up for you well, and I'll hand it off to you and Ed to kind of get into the minutiae of it. The what is a peptide? Mm. So I see it on bottles. I see it in stores. I see, what is a peptide? Explain it to somebody like me who's going to try to say it to my friends when I'm at Waffle House. What is a peptide?
In other words, people with low IQ.
Yeah. See how me and you are talking logically to each other, and Ed just makes me feel like crap. That's perfect. Is there a peptide for my ego? That's what I need to know. No, tell me what a peptide is.
Yeah, so the way I like to explain it to patients are peptides are like the Morse code of our body.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So peptides, essentially, they are amino acids that are strung together in a certain sequence.
And what are amino acids, if you could explain that, please?
Yeah, so amino acids are kind of something essential that our body needs, protein. So what our muscles are made out of, what our collagen is made out of, are made of big strains of peptides. When those peptide strings are less than 40 amino acids, they're considered a peptide.
Oh.
So longer than that, they're a protein. And our body, when we eat muscle fibers, things that have protein in them, it's broken down into these amino acids. And then our body is going to put those amino acids together in a strain that it needs. So if it needs to repair, it's going to send out a certain strain or signal of peptides.
Puts it together in the neat like the and goes and send it off to do that
send
mission. Put this group together differently to go do a different mission over here.
Correct.
Okay.
Just like in Morse code, our dots and our dashes, the sequence will tell you a letter, and then a longer strain will tell you a sentence. So these happen within our cells. Making these peptides, putting these amino acids together. And if our body is not healthy or our cells aren't functioning well, it's not going to be as efficient in making its own peptides.
Gotcha. Like when we're young and we heal very fast opposed to being 50.
Yeah, when we're 20, we're bulletproof and 6 feet tall, right? We can do anything and we heal the next day. Part of our aging process is the decline of these peptides in our body. So this is why as we get older, we're more prone to injury. We have more inflammation in our body or don't recover from exercise or activities as well. But if it was healthy for us when we were 20, why is it not healthy for us when we're 40, 50, 60, 70? It was preventing our body from creating a disease state. So let's keep that process going.
So the body actually makes the let's just say the two that Clint would be interested in for like tendon repair, pain, injuries. The body, when we're young, knows how to put these proteins, amino acids together to create this chain of a peptide that would then be sent in to help us have this accelerated healing. And as we get older, we lack the ability to be as efficient.
Correct. Yeah. Our body slows down the production.
I know in nutrition world, and we've had a lot of conversations about peptides over the past 3 to 4 years, it has gone kind of crazy. And there's people, you know, ordering the internet stuff, which sometimes does work. We don't recommend that. We don't have any regulation over that. Doing it through a bioidentical pharmacy, doing it through that kind of checks and balance like you will talk about is the only really wise way to do it. I know a lot of people, including myself, who've used those. It is pretty miraculous when you get it the right one at the right time. It's beyond anything I've ever seen.
Yeah.
And it's not a gimmick. And this is not a fad that's going to come and go, in my opinion. Don't you agree?
I agree.
Yeah. Well, just before we get too much into some of the few that you might talk about, recommend, and tell people how you could help them, what is the legal status at this moment with peptides?
Yeah.
It is in a gray area, always has been. We're hoping things will solidify in the future, but where are we at this moment? Yeah.
So first, let's understand there are peptides that we use every day. Mm-hmm. So insulin is a peptide.
Oh,
that
really?
Was something that we've been using for years and years with great safety profiles, and it's a miraculous help for people who need it. You know, we have people who are living longer now from type 1 diabetes because they have what their body needs to be able to utilize the glucose in their blood. GLP-1s, they are FDA-approved peptides. But there are numerous peptides that have not had great, rigorous peer-reviewed studies. So we don't have the necessary safety studies on dosing and risk tolerance for the FDA to approve them as use as in a medical setting.
So just not the depth of studies at this point.
Correct.
Well, I know that tequila is a peptide also, so I'm using that most nights.
Yeah. Yeah,
and I feel like the data is really strong on that one.
Yeah, you're Dr. Tequila. Specializing in that one peptide.
Yeah, it just has one.
One peptide, yeah.
It is mixed with water and lemon, so it has three things added together. Okay, so back to the serious conversation. Tell us as far as what you can help people with peptides, what is that?
So my approach is combining that functional medicine approach with the peptide use. So one thing we have to keep in mind is peptides are telling our body to do a process, right? Mm-hmm. So let's say the peptides are the contractor, right? It's there saying, okay, I need X, Y, and Z to be able to build. But if we don't have the materials to build, it doesn't matter how many phone calls that contractor makes to get the process going, we're still going to be sitting with an empty slab. So when we use functional medicine, we're looking at the whole person. We're looking at their stress, their sleep, their diet, exercise, their nutrients. So we need to make sure that all of those building blocks are available for the body to use so that when someone starts on a peptide, they're going to get the response they want, right? If our body is on fire and it's screaming for help.
Right.
You put a peptide into your system, and that peptide may be used for something totally different.
Yeah, you can want to make the meal, but if you don't have the ingredients, you're not going to make the meal.
Right.
Right.
Yeah. Right. So I do a full functional medicine evaluation, look at biomarkers.
Which is blood work and...
Blood work. Mm-hmm. So looking at D3, B12, even just a simple, what we call CBC, which looks at your red cell and white cell count, can tell me a tremendous amount of information. Mm-hmm. So I make sure that we're getting all of that optimized and then talk about what peptides that someone's going to benefit from. Because there are a lot of peptides. Some are easy to get and I can, you know, start someone on them pretty quickly.
And these are injectable, right?
Most of them are injectable. Mm-hmm. About 90% of peptides are injectable. There are a couple that you can take in an oral form because they're made in our GI tract. So they survive that digestive enzyme process.
And I know the ones that we get asked to, the most common are BPC 157 and TB 500 because of aches and pains and injury recovery.
Inflammation,
is that the main reason?
Stuff like that.
Absolutely. They are the main signals for ligament, muscle, kind of musculoskeletal tissue repair and recovery.
Is that something that if a patient comes to you, becomes your patient, that you could prescribe if deemed necessary?
Yes.
What is the expectation? Because a lot of times in the world we live in, I want to hit the easy button, right? You're already smiling. You already know where I'm going. I'm going to take this, and it's going to counter 20 years of bad decisions, or this is the elixir, right? Mm-hmm. Is the guy that in the wagon with the old elixir in the movie? This will heal what it'll heal what ails you.
Fountain of youth.
Yeah. Is it a 2 week, 4 week, 30 days? Is it how do you? And is that part of your job is helping people manage those expectations?
Absolutely. In this world of quick satisfaction, right? We type something in.
Well,
and
I walked
an
in and wanted you to have it in your purse.
Exactly.
This is
We have to remind ourselves that we're helping our body repair. Mm. And while I can help improve that repair process, I can't speed up the typical cycle of cell replacement in the body, right?
It would be like trying to speed up the growth of a vegetable in your garden.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. And if you did and speed it up too quickly, you get a really terrible vegetable with poor quality.
So a couple of weeks before you start feeling anything, a month, it's got to take some time, or is it may vary, right?
It does vary a little bit. Again, it kind of depends on the baseline health when we start. I will tell people within the first 2 to 3 weeks is when we start seeing some of the inflammation go down. So you may feel like you're getting a little more energy, a little less joint pain, waking or sleeping better, waking up feeling better. But you're still not going to have improved range of motion if it's a joint. There's still going to be an injury present that you're going to feel.
Right.
Within 6 to 8 weeks, we start to see some of enough recovery where we're getting improvement in range of motion of joints. We're getting people who are saying they can tell that they're getting stronger. So their workouts are more effective. But honestly, it takes a minimum of 3 months.
3 months.
On these peptides. Mm-hmm. So if we consider it takes our muscle cells 6 to 8 weeks to turn over from an injured cell to a replaced cell, right? And that replaced cell is either going to be healthy or unhealthy. If we make it a healthy replaced cell through peptides, they're going to recover quicker, but there's still a 6 to 8 week recovery.
Right. It's coming.
Yeah.
It just takes a minute.
Being in the gym my entire life and certainly following all of the people who do more of the black market stuff, I'd feel like that some of those products actually are effective. Are they as safe as we want them to be? No, they're not in my mind any longer. But I'm just telling you, the guys who have torn this and torn that and should have been out for months and months are coming back in 1 to 2 months instead of 3 to 8 months mm-hmm. by not doing it. And I can't imagine how much more effective it would be doing it through your path. Mm-hmm. Now, this doesn't require a big needle, does it? It's a small needle. And is it daily injections?
Daily injections mm-hmm. with an insulin needle. So for yep. those of you who are familiar with insulin needles, you know they're like 3/8 of an inch. They're really mm-hmm. small, very, very fine, hard to even see when you're holding that syringe up. I've had a lot of people with needle phobia, and I will sit with them and walk through their first injection, and they 100% of the mm-hmm. time, I didn't even feel that.
Right.
Now, tell me for sure, because I don't know the answer to this. I've heard both sides. Does it need to be injected near the spot of the discomfort?
It does.
Okay.
And I'm going to say the hypothesis to this because, again, we don't have great mm-hmm. clinical research studies on this. But with knowing the way the body works, and this is a signal, if I have a knee injury and I put that signal in my shoulder and I've had a recent shoulder strain, the majority of that signal is going to hit the cells where it's closest to first.
So I'm going to need 1, 2, 3, 4. I need 7 shots
daily.
Twice. Just go ahead and get those ready.
Okay. Yes.
Cool. But that does make sense. It'll get absorbed before it gets to what you're intended. Your shoulder may feel better, but if you're trying to get your knee to feel better,
It may slowly improve, but you're not going to get the improvement that you were looking for in your knee.
Again, manage those expectations, right?
Exactly. Yeah.
Real quickly, kind of maybe go through 3 or 4 other peptides mm-hmm. as to what would be the purpose of those. I know gut health is one, growth hormone may be another, mm-hmm. Sexual may be another, but what are the next 3 or 4?
Yeah. So we can get growth hormone peptides, and there's a number of those. Somorlin, mm-hmm. CJC, Ipamorlin, Tesamorlin. These are all peptides that stimulate something called our pituitary gland in our body to release human growth hormone. The benefit of doing this versus injecting yourself with human growth hormone is that your body is going to make what it can naturally make, and mm-hmm. we're not going to give it an overdosing boost, because too much human growth hormone can be dangerous because mm-hmm. it tells cells to grow. It doesn't differentiate between healthy cells and sick cells. So when we tell our body to do what it naturally does, it's still within a safe range. We still monitor something mm-hmm. called IGF-1, insulin growth factor 1, to make sure that it's not too high, giving too much fuel for the fire. Mm-hmm. But it helps lean muscle mass growth, which is very important for our cardiometabolic health.
You know, probably for at least 20 years, I've always kind of used the word ancient wisdom. And I love to follow the path of ancient wisdom to not force the body to do anything, provide the body the tools and maybe a little bit of momentum to help accelerate healing, but not to use the straight pharmaceutical approach of we're just going to give a molecule that's going to cause a really big reaction so that something else changes. No, let's treat it like an organic garden, and that we're actually trying to sustain the natural healing capacities of the body through a use of something like a peptide. What's another peptide?
So if we go into sexual health, mm-hmm. There's PT-141. Mm-hmm. It's a peptide that does cross the blood-brain barrier. So it goes into our brain, and it stimulates our pleasure mm-hmm. area in our brain. So it helps improve desire.
And there's very few things that do that. We can improve blood flow pretty drastically. 141 made me very nauseous, mm-hmm. and I know that was one of the common side effects. It was to a point of probably didn't work for me. My buddy, he loves it. He barely gets nauseous, and it's 2 minutes, and it's passed. But it's pretty dang amazing.
Do you take it by injection? Or
yes.
So there are some other forms that are actually less side effects to them.
Oh, cool.
There's a nasal spray and a troche. So a troche is something that mm-hmm. is made to dissolve under your tongue. So you
I love having
it.
You here. See, this is why you're so excellent, because you're keeping up with all the data, the research, this current stuff. So for people who are really intrigued by this, and, I don't think there's a day goes by at Nutrition World we don't have a question up from a customer. Where can I get peptides? Mm-hmm. We say, I don't feel that the orals at this point are have enough research to say that we need to sell them to the people that you're ordering from on the internet. I might give them to my animal, or I might in a crisis, but generally don't do that. So you are going to be the queen that's going to be where we're going to send everybody for peptides, because I don't have anyone else. So where can they learn more about you?
I do have a website,
okay,
which is www.doublebridgeswellness.com.
Okay.
On that website, I have a contact me button. You can go there, write me a little note about what you're looking for, mm-hmm, send it. It goes to my email. We'll reach out. We can schedule either a expectations phone call where I can give you free 20 minutes of my time. Mm-hmm. Let's talk about what you're looking for, what my approach mm-hmm is. Make sure we mesh. Mm-hmm. Make sure this is going to be a relationship that works.
I love that. You know, the clinics that open around, you know, they kind of deal with hormones sometimes, not optimize you. They're just like you. They do, let's mesh with the right patient client before we even get started. Mm-hmm. And some clinics are like, no, let's get as many human bodies in here as possible because we want to sell as much as we can. That's not an ethical way to treat the health of people. Mm-hmm. So I love your approach, and you are on the Nutrition World campus. So you're right next door to Nutrition World in the beautiful building, and just thrilled that you are here.
If people wanted to, after that, if they wanted to, what's the process real quick? Because you said, is there a questionnaire they can fill out? Is there a free questionnaire, or is it an actual phone call?
It's an actual phone call.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
Good. Okay.
And so after that phone call, we can get scheduled. Or Perfect. If you're just like, hey, I know peptides are where I want to be. Mm-hmm. We'll get you put on the schedule.
Get the first steps in place.
My appointments are 1 hour.
Okay, great.
So you got all the time in an hour to talk to me about what
you're
you need.
You're not rushed in and rushed out.
I am great. Not going to rush you.
Love
Thanks
that.
For
Love
coming that. In. We appreciate it.
Absolutely. Yeah. Thank you for having me.
No, I'll be hollering at you soon. And thank you for listening to this segment. We're going to be back with more wisdom from Ed Jones. Probably not me, but from Ed Jones. It's brought to you by Nutrition World.
We're all about healthy living and enjoying life. Vital Health Radio. We'll be back after these brief messages.
Did you miss last week's Vital Health Radio? Is there a guest you want to hear again? Or maybe because of your busy schedule, you only had time to listen to part of an episode? Well, we can solve all those problems with Vital Health Radio On Demand. Check out our website at vitalhealthradio.com. Click on past shows. Or go to your favorite podcast location, search Vital Health Radio Download. You'll find all of your past shows at your convenience. Then click on the subscribe button for all future shows. We're making life better for your busy lifestyle, a production of the Whitfield Media Group.
Vector Security can create you a home automation solution that will give you the convenience and peace of mind of being able to control your security system, lights, locks, video, thermostat, and more, all from your Vector Security app. Vector Security provides professional alarm and security system monitoring to ensure your home is well protected against all threats. Vector Security has 24/7 expert security monitoring, lifetime satisfaction guarantee, complete home automation, and is 100% wireless. Choose Vector Security. Find them online at vectorsecurity.com.
Listen up, Chattanooga. We've got a radio show that's just for you.
On the Move Radio on 98.1 The Lake each Saturday morning at 9 a.m. We're a radio show that's all about Chattanooga.
Join Sean Whitfield, Amy Morrow, and Barry Quarter as we discuss government, events, entertainment, lifestyle, and so much more.
For past shows, check out onthemoveradio.com or find us on all major podcast platforms. Just search On the Move Radio Download.
A production of the Whitfield Media Group.
Hey folks, this is Misty Bolt, otherwise known as Medicare Misty. Yes, I'm a real person, and yes, I help people answer real Medicare questions every day. 10,000 people are turning 65 daily. If you or your parents have questions, don't trust an 800 number, junk mail, or a national.com. Trust a real person that lives in your community and serves your community. Medicare Misty. Find out more about me and my team at MedicareMisty.com. MedicareMisty.com.
Not affiliated by or endorsed by any governmental agency. Plans depend on zip code. We may not have all plans. Go to Medicare.gov.
We're excited to announce and welcome Nuga Dentistry. Nuga Dentistry specializes in general dentistry, cosmetic dentistry, dental implants, veneers, endodontics, Invisalign, and dental emergencies. Trusted dental care, one great smile at a time. And now, we are officially broadcasting from the Nuga Dentistry studio. Find Nuga Dentistry online at NugaDentistry.com.
At Silverdale Baptist Church, we exist to lead people into an authentic relationship with Christ so they will worship God, grow in their faith, and then serve the Lord. Learn more about us and discover a campus and service time that fits you best at SilverdaleBC.com.
Welcome back. You're listening to Vital Health Radio on 98.1 The Lake.
You're listening to Vital Health Radio, powered by Nutrition World. I'm Ed Jones alongside Clint Powell. And at Nutrition World, we serve hundreds of families each week, actually about 400 people per day, cutting through confusion and focusing on proven strategies that support long-term wellness. In this segment, we're diving deeper into what really moves the needle, as we always have done for 8.5 years. Welcome Dr. Kurt Bucky Deering to Vital Health Radio.
Where did that come from?
I don't know. Yeah. That's your nickname.
Well, yeah, but, you know.
It just flew in there.
Okay.
Is that a secret nickname, like a secret handshake or something?
No, it's not. It's just, it's what my friends and family know me as.
Yeah, and you're not his friend or family.
I guess that puts me in the other spots.
In my professional life, it's just strictly Kurt.
Kurt or
Doctor. What's up, Doc?
Or Doc, yeah, Dr. Deering, Kurt, whatever.
Dr. Superman.
We're spending a lot of time on this.
I was proud to be Coach Bucky for 21 years coaching football.
Mm, okay, that's where it came in.
But Bucky's just not the most professional sounding name, so, you know, I try to stay professional.
Yeah, minute 15 in, we're still talking Bucky. This is great. We could have just said, hey, and moved on, but no. We're going to sit here and wallow in Bucky for a minute.
Bucky land.
Yeah. Hey, what are we talking about today, Doctor?
We're talking about buckwheat and buckthorn and buck.
That'd be great.
The
horse
bucking.
Yeah.
And we're talking about Ozempic type of drugs, that the good, the bad, the ugly is what.
Yep, that was the article that I wrote. Was called The Good, the Bad, the Ugly. And what it got us thinking about is that there's starting to be more and more, and we're up to thousands of lawsuits right now with GLP-1s because they're causing severe injuries to people, the digestive system shutting down, organ damage, vision loss, neurological complications, all these things, people having severe, and this is kind of my case study too, because I had a 65-year-old woman yesterday that had a form of gastroparesis or some gastroparesis before she ever got put on.
Tell people what that is. That's a big word.
Gastroparesis is when your GI tract slows down. Your things aren't moving through there as quickly. It's slowing down significantly, so you're not removing things like you should in the GI tract. So she had a little bit of that already, and they put her on Trulicity. And Trulicity is just one of the forms like Ozempic. It's a GLP-1, a glucagon-like peptide.
Peptide. Yeah, just that's another peptide.
Yep, there you go.
Talked about it.
So this, what she ended up with was slowing down even more, things backing up, which is going to lead to severe vomiting. Vomiting is, you know, dehydration. So she was having these side effects over the first week or so, and she kept calling the doctor's office, and they were saying, you're okay, it's just you got to get used to it. Well, she was also in a lot of pain. She just kept taking it, though. I mean, it is a once-a-week thing, but she went and did her second dose the week later. She was so down and out, in bad shape, that she called a different doctor that she goes to. They said, you got to get to the emergency room. This is serious stuff. And sure, it was life-threatening. She's fine, but she had severe pancreatitis. And so she's one of these people that would think about maybe suing the company on this thing. But anyway, and then I'm looking at her drug list while we're sitting there talking, and I look down there, and there's Mounjaro on there. And I'm like, this is a GLP-1. She goes, I know. I said, well, this is a different doctor? No, same doctor's office, except for I'm seeing the nurse practitioner, the PA instead. And did you tell them? She said, yeah, I warned them that this happened before. And she said, but they told me it'd be okay because this is a different one. It's a lower dose. I was like,
And
you
were shaking your head.
I was like, if anybody's ever had pancreatitis, there's different levels like there is with everything in life. But pancreatitis, even at its minor level, is so unpleasant you would never want it again.
You feel like you're dying.
Yes. And I said, why are you taking this? Because my doctor told me to. I said, well, you got to get a hold of your doctor sooner than later because you already have gastroparesis bad. You don't need to be on this. Matter of fact, one of the things I gave her was Vitalex, which I think you're going to be talking about here in a little bit. But anyway, so these things are clearly, there's good things about them. I mean, I used them. I used them in my practice when in my diabetes clinic. If somebody had a A1C of over 10, which means they're averaging sugars in the 300s and stuff, diabetes was not controlled, very poorly controlled, and they also had obesity, severe obesity. Those are the people that I would put on an Ozempic type medication. And once I got them in the right direction, I got them eating right, I got their A1C down to a manageable level, and we could start doing other things, then I would take them off.
Mm-hmm.
But these things actually are geared, it's almost like a built-in, if you go off of them, you're going to get 85% of your weight's going to come back.
And so the weight you lost was what?
The weight you lost was almost half of it, not quite half, but almost half of it was just muscle and bone.
I mean, that devastates longevity and increases mortality.
And you just don't want that. But what was the good out of it? Like I said, the good was that it can lower your blood sugars.
Mm-hmm.
It can help you lose weight. So those are two things that, you know, improving your metabolic outcomes is a good thing. But that's the good. The bad, of course, is numerous side effects. You got nausea, vomiting, constipation. With that appetite change and all that going on, you're going to get some unintended weight loss and potentially malnutrition and all that.
But we have to be honest now. This doesn't apply to 90% of the people using it. I wonder what percent have modest to significant side effects.
Oh, with Ozempic?
Maybe
almost
20?
Everybody that I put on it, I would have to start with, I usually started with half of the beginning dose and slowly built up to get them to tolerate.
Mm-hmm.
If you start out at the beginning dose, you're going to have some of these side effects.
Really?
Matter of fact, and the way it's, one of the way it actually works is that if you eat too much while you're on this, you are going to get nauseous and maybe vomit. So there's an incentive there to not overeat. And that's kind of how it works.
Okay.
How does it work towards the, it does work a little bit through the pancreas at lowering and the liver a little bit. But in my opinion, the way it always worked best for lowering blood sugar levels was that you're not eating. When you're not eating, you're not eating carbs. Mm-hmm. You're not eating carbs, you're not, you know, then all of a sudden your sugars are going down. So that's the way I always thought. And when you're not eating, of course, you're going to lose weight.
And if you have more ideal blood sugar levels, you're more metabolically at least efficient. So it turns into less fat from the same amount of calories. But this is a short-term solution. It's not actually fixing the machine.
But to answer your question, though, up to 50% of people have the GI side effects.
Well, so, I know Marlene from Be Well Labs website, beginwithlabs.com. She was telling me last week that there was some medical news that came out. It said they expect one out of every three people that are adults would be on this drug. It's one time or the other in the next few years because of the advertising, the fad. We've seen it before, and you've seen it plenty of times with drugs that come out that everybody's just banging at the door to get the drug for a period of years, and then it goes way down once that happens.
I think it's something like 31 million people are taking them.
Wow.
But here's the other.
What does it cost?
It depends on.
It's expensive.
It's very expensive. Okay. Some people want to pay that, but I worked with the working poor in my diabetes clinic, and we were actually able to use patient assistance programs to get it for them, and sometimes they're actually getting it for free. But but of those 31 million, here's the other side of the story on GLP-1s. Because of these side effects, a significant amount of those people are going to be off of that within 1 year, all right? So at one point, there's going to be a lot more people that have used these and are off of them than have ever used them.
Yeah,
so that's kind of the trend that's going on. And it's part of this article I wrote was why coaching is needed before, during, and after, because if you want to go in and be successful with this, you need somebody coaching you on how to do it.
I love that because so many areas of health, we need an advocate, we need a partner, we need a team player, and I love the word coach.
Yep. And we've got people like Julia at Nutrition World, which can help you get when you get on these, the proper nutrition, how to do things to make it sure you might be successful with it.
A registered dietitian, yes.
Yep. And so, anyway, back to the bad. Besides that, you got a risk of hypoglycemia, of course, because you're combining with other medications that lower blood sugar levels. So there's the whole Ozempic phase. I've heard about that. If you lose weight too much, you're losing a lot of fat in the face and you're getting sort of a gaunt look to you, and they call it Ozempic phase. That's usually because of rapid. So if you had the right coaching, you might do the right amount of protein. You might not go so fast. You might make sure you're building up muscle at the same time. So coaching plays a role there. Ocular risk, it can increase the risk of age-related macular degeneration. So that other side effects are, this is one that came out long after it had been on the market for a while, was that they were seeing an increase in suicidal ideation with it.
Really?
So when I first saw that, I was working at the homeless clinic, starting up clinical services there.
What year was this?
They started looking into it about 3 years ago. They started noticing it, and it was the European regulators that first noticed this, and they said, we got to look in to see, because we're seeing an increase in suicidal ideation. Of course, working at the homeless clinic, I was like, a lot of our patients are psych patients, so we don't want to be putting them on these if they're going to increase risk of suicide. And so I went back and looked at the original studies to see, is there an increase in suicidal ideation? Do you think the pharmaceutical company maybe knew a little bit about this? Every study, they excluded anybody that had a psychiatric history. So it shows you right there. All right. You think they're still screening people for that beforehand? No, they're not.
No.
All right. So what's that? That's the bad. Here's the ugly. And we just saw that one patient, pancreatitis. So one of the very first people I ever put on it, I saw her, she came back. I used to work with the physicians at Erlanger. She was seeing one of the physicians. I saw her sit in the room. I said, hey, how's it going? How did you do on your Ozempic? And she said, well, I spent a week in the hospital with pancreatitis. I said, well, I'm so sorry about that. So it really got me thinking about whether to use it or not at that point. But you've also got increased risk of cancer, especially thyroid. It's known to cause thyroid tumors. Gallbladder problems, and like I said earlier, vision problems. There's other type of vision problems that can cause too, just besides the macular degeneration. Now they're starting to see maybe some cardiac atrophy. So they've done some studies in mice showing it can cause some cardiac problems. So, all that being said, that in my opinion, you've got to be careful who you're using these in. I don't think this is an answer. As I get more and more away from the pharmaceutical world and move into the nutraceutical world, the green pharmacy, and I'm now known as the green pharmacist, that there's so many better options out there now. You don't have to use the GLP-1s, in my opinion, unless it is the right kind of case, and if you got coaching along with it.
There you go.
Because here's the other thing that... once people get on GLP-1s, it's also been shown that they'll also increase their amount of supplement use. That's good for the supplement business, I guess. But guess what? The minute they go off of that GLP-1, which they will, most of them within a year, some of them it may take a few years, the lucky ones that don't have a lot of side effects. But when they stop that GLP-1, they will also stop using their supplements.
Really?
So it is to the benefit of us to have a coaching involved here, so that when they do go off of it, we can make sure that they don't throw the baby out with the bathwater, because they need these supplements to get back to where they need to be. They need the right proper coaching.
Let me interject just a second. I know about a year ago, Laura DeWitt, who works as a consultant for Vital Planet, which is the best nutraceutical company that I've ever been involved in 47 years. Brenda Watson knows more about the intestines than I think anybody from any school in this country. But we wanted to talk about, what do people do that they're getting results with the Ozempic, but they are getting side effects, but they want to stay on it. One is, because you, Dr. Dehring, mentioned how much muscle is lost, we must maintain a higher protein level. The only way to do that is through protein powders.
And it helps to have coaching.
And then coaching to tell you when you do it, how much you can do it, and other parts to this puzzle. But I love Ancient Nutrition. That's the one I use because it digests well. But the other three things that Laura talked about, Vitalax is their natural laxative that doesn't have senna. Senna can be very destructive on the long run. This helps maintain the regular elimination. But the bigger part of maintaining good elimination is the microbiome. And most probiotics don't contain the right kind of probiotics that help strengthen the colon, because the colon has to have the ability to squeeze. And if it doesn't, then it doesn't squeeze the poop out. And that makes sense for people like Clint. Mm-hmm. Squeeze the poop out. And then my favorite fiber of all of my life is vital fiber. It doesn't have psyllium. Why? One is psyllium is very heavily sprayed with pesticides. Two is that the other fibers in here have so many other benefits, and I just throw it in my protein drink, and I am rocking and rolling every day with that.
All right, if you want to go to Nature's Ozempic, things that help stimulate GLP-1, I did a whole video on this with Cody when I first started there, but berberine is going to be great. That's considered probably the best one. And of course, you've talked about Acromantia before. That probiotic also is beneficial to stimulating GLP-1. You got butyrate. Didn't you have something to say about butyrate?
And butyrate, which is a fatty acid. Butyrate is my new favorite supplement. It helps to heal the intestinal tract. Leaky gut is vastly improved, but it also can help produce the more of the GLP peptide that we used to produce when we were younger. I have been taking it, and I feel gut-wise, I've got the best elimination of my life of 69 years almost, and all I do is take 2 butyrate capsules per day.
And so, if you want to get off these medications, just you can do a consult with me, Dr. Deering.
Yes.
And if you want to read the article I wrote on this, it's on nutritionw.com.
Beautiful.
Are we done?
We are done, sir.
Thank you, Dr. Deering.
You're
Dr. Deering.
Thank you.
So you will always be to me, sir. And we'll be back to close the show up here in just a minute. We'll end it with more words of wisdom from us right here at Vital Health Radio. It's brought to you by our friends at Nutrition World.
You're listening to Vital Health Radio. More to come after these brief messages.
At Texas Roadhouse, they're famous for their hand-cut steaks, fall-off-the-bone ribs, made-from-scratch sides, ice-cold beer, and their irresistible fresh-baked bread.
They take great care in everything they prepare, served with big smiles at a great value.
Texas Roadhouse is always focused on providing legendary food and legendary service.
Download their mobile app, place an order, and pick up curbside. Texas Roadhouse, located at Shalafin Road and I-75.
Hey folks, this is Misty Bolt, otherwise known as Medicare Misty. Yes, I'm a real person, and yes, I help people answer real Medicare questions every day. 10,000 people are turning 65 daily. If you or your parents have questions, don't trust an 800 number, junk mail, or a national.com. Trust a real person that lives in your community and serves your community. Medicare Misty. Find out more about me and my team at MedicareMisty.com. MedicareMisty.com.
Not affiliated by or endorsed by any governmental agency. Plans depend on zip code. We may not have all plans. Go to Medicare.gov.
Go to your favorite podcast platform and search Chattanooga Fitness Download, presented by Optimize You.
Join Sean Whitfield, Matt Davis, and Darren Johnson for a podcast about fitness, health, and bodybuilding.
We feature the best in fitness and bodybuilding right here in Chattanooga.
You can expect workout advice and fitness tips from two of the best fitness and bodybuilding trainers in Chattanooga.
Many great guests and inspiring conversations.
A lot of laughs and entertainment to go along with it.
Subscribe and follow Chattanooga Fitness Download, presented by Optimize You, today.
We're excited to announce and welcome Nuga Dentistry. Nuga Dentistry specializes in general dentistry, cosmetic dentistry, dental implants, veneers, endodontics, Invisalign, and dental emergencies. Trusted dental care, one great smile at a time. And now, we are officially broadcasting from the Nuga Dentistry studio. Find Nuga Dentistry online at NugaDentistry.com.
You work out hard in the gym. You strive to eat healthy. You only want the best ingredients in the supplements you put into your body. Choose the nutritional supplements that can optimize your health. This is why Nutrition World is your buying headquarters for the best in bodybuilding and nutritional supplements. Don't choose the other guys. Choose Nutrition World. Stop by their Lee Highway location or purchase online at NutritionW.com. Nutrition World, more than just a vitamin store.
Ready for a home upgrade in Catoosa County? This is Blake Watson with Epic Realty, and you could have a stunning 5-bedroom home that backs up to a 15-acre lake with your own private dock. The views from the back deck are amazing. The home is well-maintained and ready for you to move in at 87 Cherokee Lake Drive in Ringgold, Georgia. Call me for a tour, 423-315-1815. Blake Watson with Epic Realty, 888-893-3537.
Save the date, Chattanooga. The Chattanooga Fitness Expo presented by Optimize You is coming July the 11th, 2026. Bodybuilding and fitness at its best. An event you don't want to miss. This year, we're moving the Nooga Dentistry stage from the Convention Center to the brand new Erlanger Park. Listen to the Chattanooga Fitness Download presented by Optimize You podcast for more information and online at ChattanoogaFitnessExpo.com.
Welcome back. You're listening to Vital Health Radio on 98.1 The Lake.
Welcome back to Vital Health Radio, sponsored by Nutrition World. I'm Ed Jones with Clint Powell, and for years on this show and daily inside Nutrition World, our mission has been simple: give you clear, trustworthy health guidance you can act on. So let's wrap it up today with practical steps you can start immediately. Got only about 3 minutes and 47 seconds left, Clint.
Yes, sir.
Yep. So we got to hustle on this. One thing I want to say, I did not realize until this week that people who are doing colonoscopies, have you had one?
Mm-hmm, I've had two.
Okay. So you know that last day when you're drinking all the stuff.
Day before, yep.
But it is approved to drink clear proteins throughout that day of prep. That means you're not starving. That means you're not going to lose muscle. That means that you're going to feel better and your blood sugar will be better balanced. So this is a godsend to people who are doing colonoscopies.
Okay, cool.
We got two lectures coming up. Well, I would say a lecture. One is called Lunch and Learn. This is cool because you can stay at your house, your work, your car, and you can listen to experts in the field of health to empower you. The name of this one is Microbiome's Impact on Longevity. No other conversation do I enjoy more than the learning of how does the good bacteria within our gut add to our longevity and to our health. And it's going to be on Tuesday, May 5th at 12:15. Clint, tell them.
Yeah, I was going to say that this is the Lunch and Learn. I think you're going to be able to go to Nutrition World on Instagram. You'll see the live indicator. You can just watch it live there. I think it'll also be shared over to Facebook. And if not, you miss it, it'll also be out later because it'll be taped in real time and then and released later as well.
Perfect. Microbiome education, we're growing. We know significant amounts, and we don't know significant amounts of regarding this. I think it may be one of the ultimate keys to our staying super healthy. And I started using this new term that I thought of, but not becoming fragile, an anti-fragile plan. And microbiome is a big part of that. This, you're not going to fix a microbiome by a cup of yogurt or a pill of probiotic. It's a bigger idea. So listen again, May 5th, Tuesday at 12:15. Just pop on Instagram and sit there and listen to the expert on this microbiome impact on longevity. Secondly, a real lecture at our wellness resort, I'm going to call it that, here at Nutrition World, Taming the Yeast, Candida. There was a book written about probably mid-80s that I absolutely flipped over. It was by Dr. Cook, and it was on called The Yeast Connection. Well, all of a sudden, he's connecting yeast, Candida yeast, not the kind in your bread, to many chronic conditions, from bloating to sugar cravings to low energy to immune system, blank, just down the list, because yeast thrives in many people's bodies due to multiple reasons. And this is going to be Taming the Yeast, Candida Reducing Strategies, on Thursday, May 21st at 5:30. You go to nutritionw.com under events and you can sign up there. It is free. It will be a very important education if you are a candidate for this. And if you just look up Candida symptoms on AI or on anything else, you will see all about the Candida.
I think we're about out of time. I just want to add before we leave real quick, Ed did say the thing that gets him the most excited is a conversation around gut biome, microbiome. That's kind
not
of
not most.
No, you just said that. We got it on tape. We got to go. We don't have time
one
to
of the most.
Fight back right now.
Duh.
Hey, thanks for listening to Vital Health Radio this week, everybody. And it'll also be out podcast forums on Spotify and Apple on Tuesday. It's right here, and it's brought to you by our friends at Nutrition World.
Thank you for listening to another edition of Vital Health Radio on 98.1 The Lake with your hosts, Ed Jones and Clint Powell. For past shows and more information, check out our website, vitalhealthradio.com. You can also find us on your favorite podcast platform. Search Vital Health Radio Download. This broadcast has been a production of the Whitfield Media Group.